Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're
more.
Only
Jesus, only Jesus.
More than a miracle
to change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus,
I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle, oh Lord. He can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God.
Welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Matlock. Brother Matlock has always done a tremendous job presenting, and I know today will be no exception to that rule. I'm not sure what his topic is going to be, but I know that it's going to be a good one. So I ask you kindly to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Being that we have no prayer requests at this moment, immediately following the words of encouragement, I ask him to close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Matlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for the opportunity as you share this forum with me and four other gentlemen. Sister Danielle, thank you for the fine role that you do every day, not just on my day, but every day in hosting this ministry. And we want to thank each and every one of you, each and every one of you who are on the Blog Talk Radio portion of this broadcast, as well as those of you who might also be viewing my simulcast on Facebook Live. We appreciate every single one of you. I apologize, Danielle. I knew I'd forgotten something, and usually I do try to send that message to you early. I do usually put it on my Facebook feed, so if you don't see it, you can check my Facebook feed. I probably have it on there and just forgot to send it to you. But today, we're going to talk about a subject that I think is kind of on everybody's mind because of some things that are happening. But I think that I want to take advantage of that theme being novel in our minds to maybe address something that I think might be spiritually beneficial to all of us. Because all of us have been on the wrong side of a score, whether we're talking about playing checkers, whether we're talking about games of chance like Uno, or maybe playing a non-gambling game of rummy. Various ones of us have played things like badminton or volleyball or tennis, or we've done other things that put us on the wrong, possibly on the right or on the wrong side of a particular score. Various ones of us have had some setbacks where we've done some things or made some attempts to try to do some things, and then for whatever reason, those things didn't quite work out the way that they should have. Some of us get irritated when someone maybe decides to rub it in, when they take their finger and they put it up beside their forehead facing you, and they say, and they're calling you the loser. That's just not a good feeling. It's not something that many of us like or appreciate, and in some cases, it makes some of us angry. Well, I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, and I say to you, brothers and sisters, that there is an art to taking the L, because regardless of the who and the what or the when, all of us are going to be in spots where sometimes we'll be on the upside and sometimes we'll be on the downside. I'll start my advisement this morning by sharing with you what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7 and 13. Consider the work of God, for who is able to straighten what he has bent? In the day of prosperity, be happy, because sometimes you're going to win. But in the day of adversity, consider, because sometimes you're going to lose. God has made the one as well as the other, so that man will not discover anything that will be after him. So when it's all said and done, all of us need to learn and have the attitude, a better attitude that helps us take the L better. How do we develop that better attitude? Well, we continue to stay in the Word. Because the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 3, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, the New American Standard, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. A lot of times some of us struggle in losing because selfishness is an issue in our lives. A lot of times a lot of us have us problems in losing because humility is an issue in our lives. And so while we're busy maybe pointing the fingers at others, sometimes it's important that we get a handle on things ourselves and that we understand that we can do a better job of taking the L as well. Look at what else the Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 as he gives some other things that would help us take the L better. But whatever things were gained to me, Paul says, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ. In a lot of ways, a lot of us, when we are struggling because maybe things aren't going our way, we really haven't put in perspective exactly where those things stand, whether or not we actually have any real vested interest in something that is so temporal that it really has nothing to do with our salvation. It really has nothing to do that ultimately with the bigger view, the broader view of Christ and the blessings that he has ultimately given us. And we're letting the devil push a button on something so minuscule and so unimportant that somehow, some way, it's causing us to take off our Christianity and get focused on something that really, in the end, doesn't matter. So Paul says, look, I basically count everything as a loss because I have gained Christ. The thing, the transformation that he went through, he says, hey, I know how to take the L. I had to be set back. I had to be blinded. I had to be in a very vulnerable state for Christ to get my attention. So every loss is not necessarily going to be in that nature. But the point of Paul saying, hey, in the bigger view of things, if I have Christ, having losses really doesn't matter. So it helps me over the years where I am a Michigan grad. I don't consider myself in any way, shape, or form a Walmart Wolverine because I have a degree from the school. That when I see what's happening, even with that football team or with some of the other sports that I might follow with the University of Michigan and things aren't going well, I mean, I used to get bothered by it quite a bit, but now it's like, in the overall scheme of things, if they win, great. If they lose, that's okay too. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't really even faze me because in the overall scheme of things, it's really not that important. The principle that Jesus even himself in Matthew 5, the middle, I think, of verse 40, 45, where it says, for God causes the sun to rise on the good, rain to fall on the good and the evil, and the sun to rise on the just as well as the unjust. So when it's all said and done, guys, you're going to win some, truly. You're going to lose some, truly. But then do we have the humility? Do we have the lack of selfishness? Do we have the overall perspective of how small some of the things that we get upset over when we have setbacks are in comparison to the overall view of God and his salvation? Do we have the perspective that sometimes God is going to put us in a position of prosperity? Sometimes God is going to put us in a position of adversity. And if we have the proper and appropriate trust in God, then the art of taking the L, because you're going to take an L at some point. You're going to have setbacks. That art will come through with you thinking, saying, and doing spiritually appraised things in the background of having those setbacks that sometimes and most certainly will occur in our lives. I bid you Godspeed as you go about your day. Maybe today is a day where you'll take an L. Maybe today it will be a winning day for you, whatever that might look like. But I'm hoping that you'll give God the glory regardless of it. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day and I want to thank you for the many blessings you've given us. Father, be with the various members that I interacted with yesterday. ones who said that they wanted spiritual and economic and physical and emotional strength, those who said that they wanted to have a greater handle as to who they are and what God would have them to be, those who indicated that they wanted to continue to recover from their sickness and from their illnesses, those who are asking for continued prayers because they've lost loved ones. And Father, those who continue to pray for their children, who pray for their grandchildren, who pray for their marriages, who pray for the circumstances and their jobs. And Father, just help us all to be everything that you would have us to be, and help us to do everything that you would have us to do. Continue to be with us as we watch what's happening on the national scene. Continue to be with us as we also focus what's happening locally as well, that we might be able to be an example, to say or to do the things that would help people to put all these things that are around us in the proper perspective. Help us to do what we need to do to bring glory and honor to you today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.